Let's talk about Emerald Ash Borer real fast, and more in particular pertaining to people selling you treatments for Emerald Ash Borer. So, you know, you call up the tree service. You say, "Hey, I have an ash tree. I think it's dying, or there's something wrong with it, or you know that there's Emerald Ash Borer in it." And the sales rep comes out. They tell you, "Oh yeah, we got a program. We can put some plugs in there, and basically what'll happen is the tree will take up this fluid that will kill off the Emerald Ash Borer, and your tree will come back to life, and it'll be all right." So, okay, let's go back. Let's just go back. Let's start with, how does the Emerald Ash Borer come to be, right? I mean, that's pretty important, and these are sort of things that a salesman won't be trying to tell you, because most likely you'll put the dots together, and a lot of the times you'll go for either a tree removal at that point, or you'll say, "Okay, we'll have you come back later to take the tree down when I can afford it." So the life cycle of this ash borer. Okay, first off, the ash borer comes from Asia. It's not native to us, hence we got a lot of problems because of it. There's not that I know of anyway. There's no biological control to it. So we got to inject the trees, and we got to treat for them. So the adult Emerald Ash Borer will lay eggs into the bark ridges of the tree, and the eggs will hatch. Instead of the ash borer larvae coming out in view of you, they go inward and they start boring into the tree. Once they start boring into the tree, they get past the bark level, and then they go into the xylem level. Well, they pass through the phloem, they get to the xylem, and that's where they like to eat and mature. They can be in there for up to 2 years maturing. That was the last I heard. Up to 2 years, they can be inside your tree. You'll have no idea that they're there, and they're just eating away and growing. By the time that they emerge, they come out, and the damage is done. So by the time that you see those D-shaped holes in the trunk of the tree or on the branches of the tree, the damage is already done. When you go to have your trees treated, what they're trying to kill off is that ash borer really in the larvae state, in the real young state of its life cycle. But the problem is that they've already done the damage when you realize they're there. So how much damage have they done? Well, you can kind of tell. There's a good indication by how much dead is in your tree. Now look, if you only have a branch that is dead, or like one lead of a tree, one large section of the tree, and you think nothing else really has happened yet, you could very well be right. Get your tree, you know, injected if you want to try to save it. Have that dead piece removed and see what happens. But if you are like the majority of people with ash trees right now, especially in Bucks County, and it is about to hit Hunterdon County massively hard, you have a tree that has dead all throughout the top. And if your tree at the very top is dead, there is a good chance, very good chance, that there is not a thing you are going to do to save your tree. You'll have salesmen come out and they'll tell you, we'll inject the tree, we'll treat it, and you know, we'll have to remove that dead because that's not coming back. Or you'll have someone tell you that the dead will come back. Dead doesn't come back. Never seen a dead person come alive. You're not going to see a dead tree come alive either. But the problem is, so here's the deal. When the bug goes in and starts feeding inside the tree, I want you to imagine that there are these tubes, and a lot of them, that run up the tree. And that's what transports the water and the nutrients up the tree. That's where the Emerald Ash Borer's larvae like to eat and get mature. And while they're doing that, they're disrupting that water flow. The tree will then have a natural reaction to shut off that area where there's damage. It's a whole process called coat it. It's four steps. But in the four steps, basically, they're making chambers like walls. They're building walls to close off the damaged area. Now, that's like a double slam for the tree, right? So you already had a bug that completely disrupted the water flow. There's no way the water can now flow all the way up to the top of the tree or wherever it's going. And also the tree is now on its own shutting itself off. If there's enough damage or enough insect or emerald ash borer inside the tree, or the few that may be in there, has disrupted the water enough in the main trunk of the tree, you have now effectively cut off the water source for the whole rest of the tree going up past that point. So you may see a lot of suckers start shooting out real low in the canopy or on the trunk. That's the tree's natural reaction, saying, "Ah, crap, there's something wrong here, and I'm going to die if I don't do something. I need leaves to survive. I need to have sunlight. I need a way to process that sunlight through photosynthesis, so I need those leaves." So it's going to push out all this growth in a hopes, last-ditch effort, basically, to survive, but it's going to fail. We don't have a way to keep those alive. The tree just fails. And most likely at that point also, that stressed tree is already calling the attention of more emerald ash borers, which you probably don't even know that they're in the tree, and they're doing their damage already anyway. So there's no point in trying. But it's also annoying, very annoying on my side, as a person that just rather just tell the truth and rather just do the right thing instead of trying to sell somebody on a hope and a dream, and really all I'm trying to do is get your money. I'd rather get your money by doing the right thing and succeed that way. It's a long-term success plan for a salesperson or anybody in the business of making money doing tree work. Don't fall for these sales reps that are basically just trying to get a hold of your money and run. And then when you call them back and say, "Hey, my tree died, it didn't work," they'll say, "Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. You know, hey, at least we tried. All right, let's take a look and see what it'll do, how much it'll be to remove your tree now and do the stump grinding. And maybe we can plant you another tree." See how this is all adding up now, money-wise? Don't fall for this stuff. It's like gypsy work. You don't want to do it. You also get the tree guys that just don't know better anyway. Like, they're not, you know, educated arborists, I guess you could say. They might be able to take a tree down and dismantle it or whatever the case may be, but if you ask them to talk about something, they're most likely not going to be able to have an intelligent conversation with you. They'll agree with you on a lot of things, or they'll tell you, "Oh, it's just bad," or they'll just tell you, "Oh, it's just this how it is. That's just the way the tree is." So, FYI on emerald ash borer, whole top of the tree is dead. You're not saving the tree. A ton of dead wood in the tree sporadically, you got a real problem. A real problem. And most likely injections aren't going to do anything. And this isn't my opinion either. I mean, I've talked to IPM guys, spray guys that go out and do the injections. And the ones that have nothing to gain from taking somebody's money, so in other words, just a common worker that has seen enough of it and done enough of them, they're telling the same story. They're saying the same thing. It just doesn't save anything. You're just injecting trees to inject them at this point. So in other words, it's just a money-making scheme. All right, so save your money. Watch what these sales reps are trying to sell you. It's not kosher. It's not a good way of doing business, and it definitely doesn't earn the trust of people towards this industry. And I'm more about, you know, obviously the quality, the honesty, and earning people's trust before money. Trust before money. honesty before money. So, all right. Hope that tip helps you guys out. See you on the next one.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.